Exodus chapter 23. You shall not spread a false report. Do not join hands with the wicked by being a malicious witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. You shall not testify in a lawsuit siding with the crowd so as to pervert justice. You shall not be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you find your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you should bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen under its burden, you should not just leave it there. You must help by setting it free. You shall not deny justice to your poor in his lawsuit. Keep away from a false charge, and do not kill the innocent and the righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who should see and twists the words of the righteous. You shall not oppress a foreigner, since you know the heart of a foreigner, seeing you are foreigners in the land of Egypt. For 6 years you shall sow your land and harvest its crops. But on the 7th year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, for the poor of your people may eat, and whatever they leave the animals of the field may eat. Do the same thing for your vineyards and your olive groves. 6 days you shall do your work, but on the 7th day you shall rest, so that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and your female slave's son and foreigner may be refreshed. Pay attention to do everything that I have said to you. Do not mention the name of other gods, or let them be heard on your lips. 3 times a year you shall hold a feast to me. The feast of unleavened bread you shall celebrate. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Aviv, for that's when you came out of Egypt. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the feast of harvest from the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field. Celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in your harvest from the field. 3 times in a year all your males must appear before the Lord God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, or shall any fat of my feast remain until the next morning. The first of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. See, I am sending an angel before you to protect you along the way, and to bring you into the place that I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you listen carefully to his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. You must not bow down to their gods or serve them, or follow their practices. You must totally demolish them and smash their sacred pillars to pieces. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. No one will miscarry her young or be barren in your land. I will give you a long life full of days. I will send my terror before you and throw into confusion all the people who oppose you, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you and run. I will send hornets before you that will drive out the Hivite, Canaanite, and Hittite from before you. I will not drive them out in 1 year, or the land will become desolate, or the wild animals would multiply against you. Little by little I will drive them out before you, until you have increased enough to possess the land. I will set your border from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness to the Euphrates River. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. You shall not make a covenant with them or with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you.